A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of visiting a longtime friend of mine that was celebrating his 40th anniversary of ordination. And since this is up in Minnesota, and since we were close by, we decided to take a drive over to St. John's University in Abbey, where we both went to seminary. At the time we were there, there were 200 monks, Benedictine monks, a community that would worked and taught and lived there at the Abbey. And one of the things that we were reminiscing about is how they would come to Mass and process in on Sunday morning. Anne, would you help me out with this one? So if you can picture us monks, I don't know which is harder to picture right now, but and 100 behind us, those 200 monks would process in toward the altar. And when they would come to the altar, they would bow to the altar, and then they would turn and bow to each other before taking steps back and going to the choir stalls. That profound bow to the altar and to one another sets, I think, the stage and gives us an image of exactly what we are celebrating today in the Feast of the Body and the Blood of Christ. To acknowledge the gift that we receive from this altar, to acknowledge as well the gift of Christ that is present in each other. It was a year ago that the bishop poured chrism oil across this altar and consecrated it as a table above every other table. Because there are so many places where we gather, so many ways that our bodies and our spirits that our hungers are fed to our bodies and our spirits, but there lies within each one of us a hunger that nothing else can satisfy, that no words can express, that only Christ and Christ alone can feed. At this deepest place within us, sometimes the place most where we are most vulnerable, most afraid, most broken. Sometimes the place where we are empty and where we're literally where awe and wonder take birth. It is Christ himself who is there to comfort us, to strengthen us, to assure us, to enliven us like nothing else can from this very sacred altar. And to bow to one another is then to recognize also that that same Christ, the risen Christ, is present in each and every one of us as well. The very life of Christ that dwells within us, not because we merit it, of course, but because it is what God wants. God wants to live within us. And so we recognize that holiness, the Christ that is present in ourselves and within our brothers and sisters as well. The monks at St. John's taught me a lot in those two simple bows that began their liturgy. Because no matter what their day was like, where they were coming from, if it was from their monastic cells or from the kitchen or from the vineyards or from the fields, it didn't matter. Whether they were old and seasoned monks or whether they were novices and just getting started in this life, whether they even liked each other when they were coming down the aisle, they would bow to one another in recognition of the presence of Christ, the presence in that the Eucharist bonded them together forever. They knew what every wise and holy family on this earth comes to know. Sometimes we just need to gather at our tables. We need to break bread with one another. They knew what every community of faith has come to know, that we must gather around this table, even if it isn't exciting, even if there are things that are left unspoken, even if we're bored out of our mind or protesting within our hearts, because if we don't, we will soon fall apart as a parish family. We need the manna of the Eucharist, and we need to remember the presence of Christ in each other. We need God. We need each other. And we bow to that truth.